Turn to the book of Philippians, please, chapter number 4. Philippians chapter number 4. We were in the chapter last week looking at kind of the subject of praying for those who were in an overwhelming circumstance or their heart is overwhelmed. And we want to look back there tonight. This is the way the Lord's leading me. I almost thought I would dive into another message on help is on the way. But that's just not the way the Lord's leading me tonight. And I just want to try to mind Him. Amen. For the sake of time tonight, I'm not going to read the whole chapter to start with here. We'll be looking at many verses as we go through. But the main part, I guess, of the message tonight will be centered around three things. In verse 1, Paul said, "Therefore, my beloved, my brethren, dearly beloved, and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved." He said, "I beseech Eudeus and beseech Syntyche that they be of the same mind in the Lord, and I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God." This, what I've been meditating on all day, was just this one thing right here, the peace of God. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, help us tonight. Lord, I want to be a help. I want to be a blessing. God, I pray tonight you'd help me to do so. Thank you for our precious people, for each precious family. I pray, Lord, tonight that you'd clothe us in our calling. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, what I want to call the message tonight is simply this: if you will, I will. I want to look at Philippians chapter number 4. And let's just take it like it's a letter from God to us, because it is. I know it's from Paul to the church at Philippi. But all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, correction, instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly furnished. And God, I believe there's some action here, some verbs, and some things on our part. And then I believe that there's three major things, and I want to get to them in just a few minutes, that God said that He would do for us. How many believes we ought to do our part? We love the verses. I made this statement the other day. I told Abram, I said, the work of redemption is finished. It's done. But the work of sanctification has just begun. That's why he's got to get in his Bible. That's why he's got to pray. Amen. And by the way, that's why you and I got to get in our Bible. And that's why we got to pray. Because redemption, some of us, it's been a couple of decades, maybe some 3 decades, some maybe some 4 or 5 decades ago that we were saved. But that's not the work of redemption was finished the moment Jesus saved us in our life. But the work of sanctification is still going on in our lives. I don't care how old we are. I don't care how far down the trail we are. Amen. God is still working in our lives. And he's working to make us like his son. And one day, thank God, we'll step off on heaven's shore and we'll be just like Jesus. Amen. What a blessed day that'll be. I want to give you some things tonight. And some of these are not, they're not always easy. But these things that we need to be involved in. The first thing, I just went through the chapter, and if I missed something, I apologize, because I didn't go through it once or twice. I went through it over and over and over and over when the Lord put this on my heart. The first thing in verse number 1, the Bible said, stand fast in the Lord. How many believes God wants us to stand fast in the Lord? I want to say something about this church. When I came to this church, I loved what I saw. Nobody read out of another Bible. Amen. Nobody broke out the rock and roll music. In other words, somewhere around here, down through the years, somebody's took a stand. Or it would have deteriorated around here the same way it's deteriorated in many other places. Amen. And the Bible said, stand fast in the Lord. I believe God wants his people to stand fast in the Lord. And Paul puts it out as a plea. He said, my dearly beloved, I've actually, through the years, I had this statement made to me and said, someone said to me, said, I believe you're trying to please other preachers. And I said, no, I said, and what this was about is taking a stand. Taking a stand with the Bible, taking a stand with music, taking a stand with standards. And somebody said, I believe you're just trying to please other preachers. I said, no, it ain't the preachers living that I'm concerned about. I said, it's Emmett's blaze to trail and done went on to heaven. Amen. I want to stand where they stood. And I want to stand with the Lord. And Paul said, stand fast in the Lord. So I believe that's the first thing. And the second thing I see, If we'll stand fast, if you will, I will. God said, if you'll stand fast. And then secondly here, he says, be of same mind in the Lord. In verse number 2. That's not always easy, is it? But the Lord only has one mind. And I believe the way we find the mind of the Lord is two ways. The Word of God and prayer. I believe that that's what brings people together. The Word of God and prayer. Now, if we stand fast in the Lord and we are in the same mind in the Lord, that's what it said, the same mind in the Lord, that's in verse number 2, then I believe we're setting ourselves up for some of the things that I'll share with you in a little while that God has promised his people. Be of the same mind in the Lord. We need the Bible. We need the Holy Spirit. And I believe when the Bible and the Holy Spirit are prominent in a Christian's life, there's a spirit of humility. There's not this spirit, well, I have to have my way. Even as a pastor, it should never be, well, I have to. We ought to be asking ourselves, what is the Lord's mind? What is the Lord's will? What is the Lord's way in whatever that we're addressing or approaching? So he said, be of the same mind. If you will, I will. I got two things so far. Stand fast in the Lord. Be of the same mind. And then in verse number 3, I underline, you could just underline these in your Bible if you wanted to, or put some quotation marks. I underline these two words, help those. I believe with all of my heart that one of the reasons that God's people miss out on these blessings that I'm going to share with you in a moment, these three blessings, is because they're just not involved in the work of God. The Word of God said, help those. Help those. Now, there are many, many, many ways to be involved in the work of God. You can't just say it's this way or this way. There's all kinds of ways to be involved in the work of God. But I'm going to tell you something right now. There's blessings that come with being involved in the work of God. Amen. Our trio was singing last night. And if y'all don't sing that song again Sunday, I'm going to be mad. Amen. You tell Sister Danita to take that schedule and do whatever she needs to do with it, Brother Rick. We're going to squeeze another one in. They sung a song over there last night entitled, Help is on the Way. Glory to God, I've about come unglued. Amen. Amen. Help is on the way. And so, help those. He said in verse number 3, help those women which labored. And he said, with other my fellow laborers. How many believes we're laborers together with God? One man water or sows, and another man waters. How many knows that verse after that? But God, what's God have to do? He gives the increase. So if we always remember that, we work together, we go out and we visit, and we go out and we invite, and we come in and we pray, and we try to be a blessing to others. Just remember that nothing happens unless God does it. Amen. We're just putting ourselves in a position to be used of God. So he said, stand fast, be of the same mind. Then he said, help those. Then look at verse number 4. He said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Sometimes the circumstances are tough. When I read about Paul and Silas, beaten, bleeding, no doubt bruised, over there in the jail, they were praying and praising God. They were thanking God that they were counted worthy to suffer for his name's sake. And the Bible didn't say to rejoice in our circumstance, but it did say rejoice in the Lord. How can we rejoice always? Because he never changes. He's the same yesterday and today and forever. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. So we got to stand fast. That's our part. If we'll do that, and if we'll be of the same mind, if we'll help others, and if we'll rejoice in the Lord, we're setting ourselves up for some real blessings that I'm going to show you in just a minute. In verse number 5, he said, let your moderation be known. I looked at looked that word up, and I didn't write down the Greek word, but it means mild. I think sometimes we use the word mild-mannered. It may have a little dash in between it there. It means mild-mannered, it means gentle, and it means patient. Let your patience, let your mild-manneredness, let your gentleness. How many knows what gentleness is and patience is? It's a fruit. It's part of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And so when we're doing those things and we're setting ourselves up, in verse number 6, there's something else for us to do. He said, be careful for nothing. Don't be anxious. Don't worry. Boy, that's easier said than done. Somebody help me. Don't worry. I told you, maybe you were here last Wednesday, and I've tried to repeat this throughout my ministry from time to time. I just thought, well, I've never heard anybody really explain it. You know, if you're not concerned about your children, you're not worth your salt. But God don't want us to worry about our children. If a pastor's not concerned about his people, he's not worth his salt. If a Sunday school teacher's not concerned about their class, they're not worth their salt. Amen? But God don't want you to worry about the class or worry about your family or worry about things. And the difference is this. When you're anxious and you worry, you just fret, wring your hands. But when you're concerned, you take it to the Lord in prayer. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Be careful for nothing. So he says, don't be anxious about anything, but he said everything, pray about it. And you're by prayer and supplication. And then here's another thing. He said, let your requests be made known unto God. That's why we pray. Be careful for nothing. Don't be anxious about it. God said, that's what I want you to do. Don't be anxious, but I want you to let your requests be made known unto God. Somebody said, well, God knows what we need even before we ask. That's true, but he said to ask. Isn't that right? He said to ask. So there's a prayer life involved. So we go back up to verse 1. There's stand fast. Be of the same mind, help others, labor together with God, rejoice in the Lord, verse number 4, let your moderation be known, verse number 5, verse number 6, don't be anxious about things, but pray about things, let your requests be made known unto God. Now, look at verse number 8, I'm coming back to verse 7, don't worry, I'm just trying to get through a few things here. He said, if we'll do these things, I tell you, wait till you see what he's going to do. He said in verse number 8, the latter part of the verse, he said, think on these things. He gives you the whole verse, but he says, this is the action part of the verse. He said, here's what I want you to think on.
if you will. I want you to think on things that are true and think on things that are honest and think on things that are just and think on things that are pure and things that are lovely and things that are of good report. There be any virtue, be any praise. Think on these things. I'm going to make a statement tonight. And I'm not fussing, but I think I'm facing reality. I believe with all of the media, social media, billboards, everything that God's people are bombarded with in this world today, as time has gone on, we have lost the simple life. And we have lost the... There's so much competing for our attention, competing for our mind, that it's more difficult in this generation than it ever has been to think on these things. I believe that. I believe that's one of the reasons that in generations gone by, every one of us know people that had a whole lot less than we have. Help me now, and we're a whole lot happier than we are. Would somebody say amen right there? Amen. Buddy, they didn't have to wait on a Sunday to shout amen. Amen. And so Paul says, think on these things. Isaiah 26:3, I shared this verse with Abram the other day. He said, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. There's some things we need to think on. Now, in verse number 9, there's one little word right here, and I'll look at its surrounding, but the word do. Paul said in verse number 9, he said, these are things God wants us to do, if you will, God said. He said, those things which you've learned of me and received and heard and seen in me, do. I can't help but think about the verse over there in the book of James. Be not hearers of the word only, but be doers of the Word of God. If we're, you know, we kind of just go away and forget about it. If we're not a doer of the Word of God. And then he said, the peace of God shall be with you. Let me give you this. Look at verse number 11. I'm just looking at these. And this one right here, I kind of had to just take it in a little bit of a fragment. But I thought it was important enough. We're seeing the example in the life of the Apostle Paul. He said in verse number 11, what's God want us to do in verse number 11? He said, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. And I just underlined the first part of the word learned, learn, and then the last three words, to be content. Learn to be content. That would be the action part of it. As far as we're concerned, if you will, I will. And I go on down, and there's a lot of verses here, but I want to go down now to verse number 21. I'm looking for the action. What's God want us to do? In verse number 21, and this was all I could find in the. And I went over it and over it. But I'm talking about where he actually tells us what he wants us to do in verse 21, and that is salute every saint. I believe it's important if we expect to enjoy the blessings of God that he's about to show us here in this chapter, it's very important that we are no respecter of persons as far as God's people are concerned. So, we have those, I don't know how many there are, I didn't number them. Stand fast, be of the same mind, help others, rejoice, let your moderation be known, be careful for nothing, let your requests be made known, think on these things, learn to be content, and salute every saint. How many believes that's a handful? Amen. That's a handful. That'll keep you out of your neighbor's mailbox. There'll be enough in your mailbox to tend to, amen. Now watch this. Watch these three things. I tell you what, I love this. God said, if you will, I will. What's God going to do? I'll show you three things. Verse number 7, number 1. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding. Did you know that more than likely if a person, first of all, let me just say this. There's a difference in peace with God, that's salvation. And the peace of God, that's walking in obedience to the Lord. Amen. But I believe with all of my heart that the person that is missing God's peace, if they would look at it, there's probably something out of line in those things that I mentioned. Because peace goes out the window. I start making more of one in this church than I make of another, my peace will go out the window. I stop standing, Brother Ralph, for what's right, my peace will go out the window. I stop praying like I ought to know. I pray and my peace will go out the window. I'm all the time wanting something that I don't have. I'm not content with what I do have, my peace. How many knows that's right? My peace will go out the window. I'm not patient. Boy, I've experienced this before. Not mild-mannered, not gentle. Help me. I tell you, you speak harsh to somebody. If the Holy Ghost lives in you, your peace will go right out the window. Do you get that fixed up? Amen. It sure will. And so, think on these things. Get your mind all out of sorts instead of thinking on pure things and lovely things and true things and honest things and get occupied with the things of this world. What will happen? Your peace will go right on out the window. So God said, if you will, and I give you the list, he said, I will. First thing he said, I'll do, I'm going to give you a peace that passes all understanding. How many's ever met a child of God in the midst of a turmoil? Things were upside down, but they had peace. You see, I believe that's important. So the first thing I wrote down here is the peace of God in your life. Now that's, to me, that's a worthy goal. Amen. The peace of God in your life. He said it's going to keep your heart, keep your mind through Christ Jesus. Once in a while you'll hear somebody say, well, I'm going to give them a piece of my mind. I'm glad you can afford it. Some of us can. Amen. We give somebody a piece of our mind. Amen. We might not have much left. And so God's peace will keep your heart. It'll keep your mind. So what God said, I'll do, he said, I'll give you peace. You'll have the peace of God in your life. Now watch this. I believe this is important. Look at verse 13. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I like this. You can have the power of God on your life. Brother Wayne, ain't no need to go down there at that jail without the power of God on your life. Ain't no need to get in this pulpit. Help me. Moms and dads and preachers and teachers and missionaries, every child of God ought to desire not just to have God's power in them, but to have God's power on them, on their life. I believe Paul had God's power on him, don't you? That's why he's down there and he's got his pen and he's writing a letter to the church at Philippi. He's so full of thanksgiving. He's so full of praise, amen, for God and for God's people. He's not murmuring. He's not griping. He's not complaining. I believe if you will, I will. God said, I'll tell you what I'll do, Paul. I'll give you peace and I'll give you the power of God on your life. To me, that's a worthy goal tonight. I think it was Brother Mitchell. Boy, that message last night that Brother Leonard preached would go right along with it. But Brother Mitchell said down there at Sir Gawainsville something, it just stuck in my craw. There's things sometimes you hear, it just kind of sticks. And I won't get it exactly right, but if he said this. He said, if the church, when I got saved, was in the shape it's in today, he said, I doubt if I'd even went back. Now you think about that. He was talking about in a lot of places how dry and how dead. But when he went to church, he was a sinner. And he went to church and he got to looking around and people that believed, it was evident. They had God on them. Amen. They rejoiced in the Lord. And he said, you know what? I think I'm going to go back. And he said, you know what? I think I'm going to go back again. And he went back enough times till he got bid. Amen. And God saved him. I tell you, that ought to be a desire for us to pray about our church, that God's power be on our church, that somebody come in here lost, they'd want to come back and want what we have. Amen? Want what we have. So there's the peace of God in your life. That's what God said He would do. The power of God on your life. That's what God said he would do. He said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And then this third, there's the provision of God for your life. Look at verse number 19. I'm just giving it to you like the Lord gave it to me. He said, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I believe God says, if you will, and we look at these things here, and I'm just looking at this one chapter tonight. If you will, if you'll just stand, I believe that's one of the things that's went wrong in our country. We used to send men to Washington. Help me. And they stood. They knew where they stood when they left for Washington, and they knew where they stood when they got to Washington. And it just seems like as the generations have gone on, the waters have gotten more muddy. And now if a man does stand for anything, give him 6 months in Washington, he don't know what to think. Amen? And it's happened in the ministry a lot. There's a lot of men, Brother Larry, that took a stand until it began to cost them. And sometimes, like the Apostle Paul is teaching us here in Philippians chapter number 4, it's not always easy to stand, but the reward is so worthwhile. We need to stand. We need to be of the same mind. We need to help others. We need to rejoice. Let our moderation be known. Don't be anxious. Pray to God. Let our requests be made known. Think on these things. Learn to be content. Salute every saint. I don't know about you, but I believe the reward is awesome. He said, I'll give you peace. You can have the peace of God in your life. You can have the power of God on your life. And you can have the provision of God for your life. I don't know what you all think about the economy, but I don't think that's our worst problem. I believe our worst problem is moral and spiritual. And I believe the economy is fixing to reflect it. That's just a reflection. Amen. And I'm telling you that the day can come in the United States of America when we'll need one another like we've never needed one another before. When we'll need God's provision. Listen, I believe I'm talking to the choir tonight. In other words, I believe every one of us in this building, we know where our food comes from. We know where our clothes come from. We know how come we got a good house. A roof over our head, a good place to lay down and sleep tonight. We know that because the God of heaven has provided for us. And I tell you tonight, he said he'll supply all your need. And sometimes what people need is not tangible. I believe primarily this verse is talking about the tangible. Paul is talking about how the church here has sent once and again to his necessity, and God's going to take care of them. But I'm going to tell you, people need the Lord. That's the greatest need that people have. They need the Lord. There are people tonight that need peace and don't have it. There are people tonight that need to stand and are not standing. There are people tonight that need to pray and they're not praying. God said he would supply the need, whatever the need is, according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I was talking to Brother Fletcher the other night. I'd spoken with my brother. My brother was a member there at Dyson Grove. They got their church built. And the regulations required them to put in a sprinkler system. They're thinking they're done, and they're looking at over $250,000 to install a sprinkler system. But you know what? When I spoke to Brother Fletcher, he wasn't complaining. He said, Preacher, God's got the money. Isn't that good? I guess I'd be belly aching a little bit. Help me, amen. Yeah.
Where's our sprinkler system at?
Amen. Oh, there it is, for those on tape. Amen. Well, you can look up here. I've spit all over this pulpit. There's a sprinkler system up here every Sunday. Amen. Amen. But I'm telling you, he's right. We forget about his riches in glory. That's how he said he'd supply our need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I hope that's been a blessing to you tonight. Little thought, if you will, I will. God said, if you will, look at these things. If you'll allow these things to be incorporated into your life. How many can understand tonight? You just taking a little bit of inventory. You can see that when peace was missing, something else here was missing. Something else was messed up in here, right? Amen. When power was gone, I don't believe there's too many preachers that's preached that wouldn't stand and admit their days they stood. You just wondered, where are you, Lord? I like it when he shows up, don't you? And the provision that he gives us tonight. What a blessing. To me, those three things alone, peace and power, provision, that ought to keep us just going right down the middle of the road with him. Don't veer off to the left. Don't veer off to the right. Amen. Just stay with him. Let's pray. Father, we love you tonight and thank you, Lord, for the privilege to be here in this midweek prayer service. Lord, I appreciate so very much Philippians. It's been a blessing. Appreciate the Apostle Paul being sensitive, Lord, to the leading of the Holy Spirit. I pray, God, tonight when we get to missing our peace, when we see that we're powerless in our lives, God, that we might begin to check up in this chapter and see what it is, dear Lord, that's causing the problem. God, I pray tonight that you'd minister to those tonight, Lord, who have a need. Lord, I thank you tonight for the praises of your people. I thank you tonight, God, for the provision. Lord, there's no need to doubt you now. You'll make a way somehow. And Lord, I pray that you'll just continue to make a way here at the church and we could honor you. God, that we could see others saved, see God's people strengthened and helped. Lord, would you bind us together? Lord, when people come in, visit with us from time to time. Seems like, Lord, we always have visitors. God, I pray you would allow us, our Lord, to leave a mark in their life for Jesus' sake. Bless, Lord, the singing on Sunday, the choir, Lord, the special. I pray, God, you'll bless the congregational singing. I pray, God, you'll bless every Sunday school teacher. Lord, I pray the word of God would just go forth in mighty power. Blessing the worship service, our Lord. Blessing the baptismal service Sunday, God. Lord, I just pray you'd have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. How many's glad you come tonight? Amen. Appreciate you being here tonight. Little thought, if you will, I will. Amen.